Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're the friend you bug to death about sports.
We never get annoyed with you.
Well, we might hang up.
Bob and Jeff, the drive afternoons at 4 on KFH. 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
All right, welcome back. Metallica, Black End, the name of the tune. We'll continue with them all week long. New York Post is reporting that the Houston Astros are indeed the quote-unquote mystery team in the mix for Gerrit Cole.
I guess so that makes a lot of sense.
We'll see if they can pony up the $280 to $320 million it's going to take to sign Gerrit Cole. All right, Max, it is time.
It's time to play the game.
To play the game right here on the drive with Bob and Jeff. What's the name of the game today?
This is Name Their Number Ones.
Name Their Number Ones. I assume this is number one hits musically?
Yes. And it starts from one and goes through seven. So the first person will have one number one hits, and then two, and then three, and then it goes.
Why not start with seven? That'd be easier to build up to one.
Well, you don't know any of them.
I won't know any of these. Then why are we playing this game?
The seven, you won't know any, because there's only one person in the history of music to have exactly seven number one hits, and you won't know any of the songs. But we'll see.
Just randomly, I'm supposed to know who had only one.
No, I'm going to tell you the artist. You try to tell me what song it was. One through six, you should do fine. I'm going to give you two more guesses than the number of number one hits they have. So
I get this, three guesses
you get
for
three
number
guesses.
One.
Yes, Eric Clapton.
Layla.
No.
What's that song called about after he lost his child in the accident? What's that?
Tears
tune?
In Heaven.
There you go.
No.
What?
No. Early Clapton.
You're kidding.
Oh, look it up.
I am going to look it up.
Please don't.
Well, I don't know.
It's an early Clapton song.
What?
It was covered by Bob Marley or the other way around.
I haven't even looked it up. I Shot the Sheriff.
Correct.
Thank you. Next.
I don't think you'll need four guesses. You either know their two songs or you don't. Men at Work. Really?
Men at Work, I hated them.
Well, they only had two songs.
Right.
And they're
both number one.
They both fit number one. So do you know either of them?
Give me a hint.
Do-do-do-dee-doo.
Oh. Look do, at do, me do, now. Who could it be?
Yes, that.
There you go.
Who can it be now? And I come from a land
down under.
There you go. See?
Both of those songs I like.
You should have at least made a guess.
Jeff, I don't. We need to bring in a guest participant.
I'm fine with that.
I don't do well at this particular game. Next.
Why? Not three number one hits, so you get five guesses for Billy Joel.
Piano Man.
No.
Allentown.
No.
let me at least look up Billy Joel's song.
Okay.
That I'm not looking up what his number ones were, but I'm at least so he had three, and I only get three more guesses, right?
Yes, you have to nail all
only
three.
Only the
of
good
them.
Die young.
No,
you're kidding.
I know, it's crazy, right?
These are the best songs he's done.
I agree. There's very little to differentiate.
Uptown Girl.
No.
What? You've got to be kidding.
I know.
Just the Way You Are.
No.
Well, that's. We didn't start the fire.
Correct. There's one. Do you want?
And I love that song, but that shouldn't. That's not better than the other song.
It isn't. I agree.
You may be right.
No.
What? He's had so many good songs.
He has, but only three number ones.
Moving Out.
No.
Allentown. Did I already say that?
Yes. Ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-do-da, ba-ba-da-ba-do, ba-ba-do-ba-do.
Oh, God. What is that song? What is that song?
It's still rock and roll to me. And the third one is Tell Her About It.
Now, they're all good songs, but I named the best songs.
They're all great.
They are all
great.
Billy
Joel's good. I like Billy Joel.
Billy Joel is incredible. Next.
Four number one hits, six guesses, Rod Stewart. And one of them, he was in, it was a soundtrack song. He was part of a trio with two other big names. So if you don't get that one necessarily, I won't.
Well, Maggie May, surely.
Yes.
How many for Rod?
Four.
Forever Young.
No.
Do You Think I'm Sexy?
Yes.
How many more?
Two.
Oh, my goodness. And this is hard.
Rhythm of My Heart is not one of them.
Did I say Hot Legs?
I love that song, but no.
You got to be kidding. Young Turks.
No.
I'm at a loss. What are they?
You got two. The third one, All for Love with Sting and Bryan Adams from Three Musketeers movie. And Tonight's the Night. That's a great song.
Tonight's the Night. Yeah.
Yes, that's a fantastic song.
I like that song, too. I should have guessed that one.
Five number one hits for Lionel Richie.
Oh, my guy. My guy, Lionel Richie. Big fan.
One of them is a duet.
I'm a big fan of Lionel Richie.
Let's hear some number ones.
I'm trying to think. Does it count when he's in the Commodores?
No.
You're kidding.
Well, they didn't have any, so.
Wait a minute. Brick House wasn't?
No. I don't know. But he had five number one hits solo artist.
Commodores should count.
Well, I don't think they had number one hits.
I'm having trouble getting my computer.
Lionel Richie?
All right, here we go. Number one hits, well, All Night Long had to be.
Yes.
Lady had to be.
No.
You're absolutely kidding.
I'm not.
Hello had to be.
Of course.
How many more?
Three.
Say You, Say Me had
absolutely
to be.
Absolutely.
Endless Love?
Yes.
That's four out of five?
Yeah.
And the next one would be?
I don't think you'll get this one.
You Are.
Truly.
Oh, man.
Number one hit for Lionel Richie.
Oh, man, I almost had that one.
So close. Came out in 1982, the year of my birth.
We gotta hurry.
Six number one hits for Hall & Oates.
Well, I'll get all these.
Well, you won't. You'll get five.
I'll get all these.
You won't.
I promise you. Sarah Smile.
No.
Oh, my God. I can't even go on. Kiss on My List.
Yes.
Rich Girl.
Yes.
You Make My Dreams.
Yes.
Private Eyes.
No.
I Can't Go for That.
Yes.
How many more do I need?
Two.
Two more?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I don't know. Did it in a minute.
No. You should get one. Oh, here she comes.
Maneater.
Yes, and I don't even know how the last one goes.
What's the other one?
Out of Touch.
It's a good song.
All right, if you want to try this one, the only person
go for
ever
it.
With
Hurry.
Exactly number seven number one hits is Bruno Mars.
I don't follow Bruno Mars enough to really
try.
Give you any education. Just Bruno Mars song.
Say that.
Grenade.
Yes.
I've heard of that one, so that must have been. That's What I Like.
No. Yes, actually.
All right, I'm two for two on Bruno Mars. The Lazy Song.
No, that was number four. I really like that
Versace
song.
On the Floor.
No.
I'm done. What are they?
Just the Way You Are, Grenade, Locked Out of Heaven, When I Was Your Man. That's What I Like, Nothing on You, and Uptown Funk.
I like Bruno Mars.
He's all right.
All right, we need a break, Max. On the other side, we'll talk with Wichita Wind Surge majority owner Lou Schweckheimer. He's at the baseball winter meetings. We'll get his thoughts on what's going on out in San Diego and what's about to go on here in Wichita. Stay with us.